It's a time. Time to celebrate happiness and joy. And the joy that love can bring. Perhaps to you, ma'am, with your giant beer. With your enormous fucking beer. It's like a... Hey, did you bring that from home? And say, fill this up? Holy shit. It's amazing. Is he that frightening as a date? Do you have to drink a head-sized beer just to... Are you not? Oh, he's got one, too. So it's been a case of double blindness. Woo! It's time for the champagne on Valentine's Day. Hey, look, there's Mark Edwards. He's not gay. As far as I know... As far as I know, that's what I just said. It's my show, I don't need an echo. Hey, it's time to start the champagne today. Will you come to my home sometime and touch my face with a knife? That's not a nice thing to do, especially on Valentine's Day, on a cold day in February, will you sit and make some macrame with my Uncle Joe, who's mentally ill? Yes, it's time to get underway. The Sean Pod is here, and so am I. I am Sean, and the pod came from my mind to your face. Today, there we are. It started. Oh, my God. It's a time to be alive. It's dream time. Who are you, sir? What's your name?
I'm Sam.
Sam. Sam. It's a dreamy. Samantha? No, Samuel, I imagine. Samuel. Great old biblical name. Samuel. I think he's a prophet, isn't he? He's an uncle of a prophet? Jimmy's prophet? Is he a friend of a prophet? Is he Samuel? Hey, and Ezekiel came and said, hey, we're going to be all killed. Samuel agrees with me. Look, totally on board with it. Way to go, Samuel. I love the Bible. I love the Bible stories. Noah is coming out soon. Yeah. And then somehow, it's supposed to look like Noah kicks ass.
Noah, it's time. It's going to rain. It's gonna rain for 40 days and 40 nights. And it's gonna rain fists from Russell Crowe. Russell Crowe is Noah. I'm gonna build an ark. And if you assholes want to get on it, you better bring one of you. Who's the opposite sex? But only one. Or I'm gonna hit you in the fucking head with my hammer. Russell Crowe is Noah. Noah. See it at a theater near you in 3D. D-Box. A-D-V-D. G-Y-R. Noah Vision coming at you in full Fludgetronic. It's antediluvian. Noah. Ladies and gentlemen.
Noah.
It's going to be amazing.
I mean, people are just running out of ideas. It's what I'm feeling in movies. They're just running out of ideas.
Noah.
Did you see The Lone Ranger?
No.
Yeah, no one did. Because he's that quick. He's so swift. The whole movie, you're just looking at it, and you're like, oh, there's Tonto. Where's the Lone Ranger? He's that quick. You can't even see him. Oh, sweet Lord. The Olympics are happening right now. I don't know when this will be uploaded. But the Olympics, what an amazing situation. It's been incredible. Yeah? I mean, people have been, when they first got there, they were worried because toilets were not connected. And they, you know, don't wash your face because it will dissolve. And it's not your face that's the problem. Your face is not made out of tissue paper. It's the water. It's filled with pure sulfuric acid. I don't even know how that happens. How do you connect the pipes to some acidic thing? It's like, oh, do we put it into the Javix reservoir or into the water reservoir? Try Javix, Dimitri. It might be cleaner. People want to get really clean. And there are supposedly a lot of wandering dogs. Just stray dogs wandering the streets in Sochi. Hey. My name's Russell Crowe. And millions of dogs in Sochi. I need a happy home. But if we can't find them a happy home, then I will fight them in a ring. Because I am Gladiator. And I will destroy each one of these stray dogs, one after another, until there are no dogs remaining. Because the dogs I kill in life echo in eternity. You are going down. Please, save these dogs. Adopt a dog from Sochi today before I kill the fuckers. I'm Russell Crowe, and I paid for this announcement. Come to see my new film, Noah. I'll be building an ark. And I'm going to be getting in that ark. And I'm going to take one pair of every animal. Even snakes. Two sharks as well. I'm going to bring two sharks in. They'll probably die. Because I'll be taking them out of the liquid medium that they're used to living in. And putting them in a stall beside some camels. For the moment they survive, they'll be chomping at the camels. But one thing I won't be bringing on the ark, and that's the stray dogs from Sochi. Because every one of them motherfuckers will be dead. And after I kill them, I'm going to put them in a bathtub in a hotel in Sochi, turn on the water, and dissolve them. Because I'm Russell Crowe, and I paid for this announcement. Thank you. I'm Russell Crowe. I'm excited for Noah. I'm excited for that film. I don't know if you're excited now. I'm excited. Genuinely dripping with excitement. It's a beautiful... What? Did you want to say something, sir? Because if you want to, this helps me. I mean... Fuck. I can't think of anything. Oh, I don't know. I went to see the Lego movie. It was amazing. Did you like the Lego movie?
Yes.
It was great, wasn't it? It was tremendous. Have you seen the Lego movie? Has anyone? You may think it's a child's movie, but it isn't.
It's better than the Playmobil movie.
Oh, by far.
It's more customizable.
Yes, it sure is. I mean, it's great. Oh, Valentine's Day. It's a magical time. You guys couldn't find dates, right? So you came down here. You're a giant man. It gets smaller and then smaller. Just one, two, three. And this guy is so tiny, he's, can't even see him over the seat. What's your name, sir? Little Joe? Oh, it's an Ewok. What's your name, Ewokie? Okay. Listen, put that stick down. Oh, my God, I hate the Ewoks. Don't you? They're the stupidest. What happened there? God damn it. Well, what we usually do is... But we forgot to bring our little sheets of paper today. What we usually do is we make up songs based on your suggestions. We just have a hat full of human waste, and I pick through it. I don't know why you shitted the hat every time, Mark. That's maybe why I didn't bring the hat this time. But we do make up songs. Isn't that what we do? Okay, yeah, I know. You don't really talk. Is this your gag that you're going through right now? This is your moment? You have a cardigan on. You have a cardigan. Yeah, you're wearing a cardigan. Yeah, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Are you auditioning for your future elderliness? You don't have to. You're
I didn't get it.
What?
I didn't get it. I didn't get the part.
Oh, for being old?
Yeah, I'll be dead by 50.
You know, it's like going to theater school. You know when you go to theater school and you have to play, like, you go in and you go, oh, I'm going to play the 80-year-old man in this play. And then you get out and you think, I'm going to be a great actor. And then you go to, and you go, oh, wait a minute, they have 80-year-old men.
We need you to be exactly your age.
This is my worst, this is not my wheelhouse, my exact age. I can't play myself in any way. It's not good. But if you wanted a love song, what do you see? The thing is, I'm thinking there's a lot of love songs that have not been written. Am I right, Sam?
Yeah.
And so it's time. It's time to crack that open. And you look distressed, sir. Are you all right? Yeah, okay. I'm worried about it. How much have you guys been drinking? What is in there? Sleeman? Okay. Magical. What is your name, sir? Joel, that's a beautiful name. Do you know what it means? What? Dogs of God? If I were yelling, I'd say something more amazing than that, like God's amazing sword or something. But you're like, dogs of God? Totally dogs of God. I'm just God's dog. Russell Crowe's going to kill me in about 10 minutes. Don't give a shit. Joel, it's a beautiful name. It's a beautiful name. Sensual name. Joel. Joel, why? Why did you leave me? You found somebody else, someone who had her own giant mug, and now you're happy. But Joel, I sit alone at night and wonder where you are. Oh, dog of God, dog of God, won't you come lick your balls? I'm sorry, that's not very nice. You're going to keep playing? Okay. Joe, pull me out of this hole. Take me into your arms. Teach me to farm. Joe, show me where your heart begins. Show me how to grow fins and swim through your heart. Weird metaphor. Don't understand anymore. But Joe, that's how it works. That's what love's all about. That's a lovely song for Joel. It's magic time. Now, there's been a lot of love songs, you know, in this time of our lives. You have really nice, tightly curly hair. It's nice. It's beautiful. Yours is looser. Yours not even there. Really, you're taking it into your own hands and just cut away. Cut away the dreams. This is the dream catchers. You're a somewhat brown gentleman, is that correct? What's your background?
Egypt.
Egypt. Magic town. Egypt. Fuck. Awesome. Egypt. Land of magical sands. Sometimes I like to walk through the Medina, hawking my wares. And people say, put your wares back. Don't hawk them here, hawker. And then I get in my dhow, or whatever they call them. And I get on the Nile and I go up past Karnak, in the Valley of the Kings. And I go to the dam at Aswan. And I say, hey, nice dam. And people look at me. Say, what's your problem with our dam? And I say, nothing. I'm not being facetious. What you've done there is totally dam one of the longest rivers in the world. The mysterious Nile. And then they take out curved scimitars. Chase me from the dam environs, and I go wandering through the sands to Giza, and I look at the majestic pyramids, the pyramids of Cheops, and the other two, and I say, wow, the majesty, the glory of ancient Egypt, the time of the kings. Where bald scribes wandered, writing on papyrus, pounded from the soft shafts of papyri that grew in the shallows of the Nile, the mother of all. And I look up at those beautiful, beautiful pyramids, designed centuries before Christ. It's a perfect mirror of the constellation Orion. Majestic, perfectly mathematically sound, these polyhedrons of majesty laying timelessly beneath the desert sun.
Do they even play sitars in Egypt?
They do now, that's of course. Sure. It's beautiful. Great, perfect, perfect structures designed in a way that no one now can fathom, built by ancient engineers to be perfect. Perfect tetrahedrons. And then beside them, some asshole built the Sphinx. It's
Said, hey, look at me. I got a body of a lion and a man's face. Wow. And then the sands of time blow across Egypt. And then out of the shimmering haze walks the man with the head of a jackal and the legs of a really sweet man. He walks through the streets of modern Egypt and says, hey, how's it going? I'm Anubis. Anybody remember me? Huh? No one? Nobody? And then he's thrown in jail and beaten ruthlessly by the secret police until finally he admits he's not gay. He's just a dog man. And then Russell Crowe takes him out of jail and says, I'm gonna kick the shit out of you. And then we leave Egypt completely. And it's over.
Don't ask anyone else if they're brown.
If they're brown? What do you mean? I don't think that was terribly insulting. You're brown
with
an eye. No, I just
meant that. Well, then we'll have to do it all again.
We'll have to do the whole thing again?
And I'm going to use a sitar because I don't really know the different...
The zither? You don't have the zither? You have a zither sound? Although a zither really isn't from the Middle East. Yeah, there we go. Is that a zither? That's Chinese. That's a koto or something like that, isn't it? Let's see. That's not a zither.
Yeah, what country are the angel pipes from?
Oh, heaven.
Call now and get 700 hours of angel pipe music from heaven.com.
Oh, this is so relaxing. Angels just never have a bad thought. They just listen. Oh, maybe they do. One of them has indigestion. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Angel Day here at Disneyland. Today, every one of us is an angel. Even Goofy, who is not really very smart. In fact, he's retarded. But no one talks about it. Is he a dog? Is he a horse? No, he's neither. He's mildly retarded. Oh, Goofy.
Doors. Doors.
That was a weird... He's never done that.
You've never heard, hey, Mickey, I'm just... Ah!
He's never done that.
Oh, hi there, Goofy. Wow, let's go over to my house and maybe make some weird noises. Doors.
100 years. It's been 100 years of that, and no one's tried to stop it.
I know.
Most creative cartoon voice in the history of the world.
I'll just talk really high.
Oh, my gosh. You should do the voice, Walt Disney.
I'm just too cheap to get anybody else to do it.
Well, it sounds really good.
Thanks, buddy.
There's definitely no one else in the world that could do that.
Except everyone.
Well, I'm...
Except ever doing anyone.
What? No.
This guy couldn't do it. You bet he could.
Let
hey, listen.
Try.
Hey, listen. Can he do it? Can you do Mickey Mouse?
Hey, guys.
I don't know.
See? It's easy. He did it. It was mysterious, and the mysterious Middle Eastern kind of flavor to it. Oh, my God. That was good. We should go down further into the world and see who else is here. Hey, you've got a little houndstooth purse. Yeah, what is your name?
Tanya.
Tanya. Tanya. That's a beautiful name. It's also a great slogan for a tanning shop. Come on in. Well, Tanya. That's good. That's good stuff. Nailed it! What's your name?
Zaid.
Zaid. Zaid. Zaid! That's the way I would say it, and I'd be totally fucking wrong. It's okay. Zaid. That's a nice name. Zaid. Zaid. Hey, who are we fucking kidding? Zaid's for assholes. Zaid's a man's name. What do you do for a living, Zay? You sell shit. Junk. Junk shit. What? You software. That's not junk shit. That's a valuable fucking commodity, sir. Yeah, right. What do you do? Are you with him? What's, is this your wife or your girlfriend? Is your both?
I came here with her.
Wow, you're really winning on the Valentine's Day. She showed up, and I couldn't get rid of her. Happy Valentine's Day. Wow. That's terrible. Should really own it in a better way than that. What is your name? You're over here with your small hat.
Meredith.
Meredith. And where are you from?
Originally Maine.
Maine. That's just amazing. A Maine, the most poignant of all the states. People think, oh, Maine, yeah, the place that's not Massachusetts. Maine, so evocative. Maine, like the hairy part of a horse, the back of its neck, only with an eye in it to make it interesting. There's an eye in Maine. That's my new slogan for Maine. There's an eye in Maine. Is there a you in Maine? That would be Maine. Stupid. No one would go there anymore. There's a me in Maine. Yeah. If you take out the three middle letters, there's a me in Maine. There's also a nah in Maine and an ein. And ma's also in Maine. May. Never mind. Yeah. Well, you know, the thing about Sochi is a lot of people are having trouble with the toilets there. And also, they were told to just put their poo things to wipe themselves.
Toilet paper.
Yeah, and then put it in the garbage beside the toilet. That sounds like a disaster. And here's what I think. You should just get one of the stray dogs and wipe your ass with that. And then it'll run away and hopefully roll in the snow. But there isn't any in the snow. Disaster. Poor dogs of Sochi. Songs of Sochi. We never got around to asking, what kind of love song would you like to hear that's never been sung before, Sam?
Bacon.
Bacon?
Vegan.
Vegan? Okay, we'll do first, we'll do bacon. See, bacon. Here we go. I love you more than I love bacon. Love you more than I love bacon. Even though you're salty and come from the belly of a pig. I love you more than bacon. I'd like to take you home and make you something juicy and delicious to eat. Like some bacon on a bun or some bacon in a small cup. Milk. Hey, I know.
confused momentarily, but then I realized you can't put bacon. You can't have sex with bacon. You can have some sex with bacon, but it crumbles. Or if it's that weird British kind, it's all flabby and weird. You can't make love to bacon. You can't make love to bacon. You might wrap it around your penis and then ram a toothpick right through. And then you'd be very angry because it hurts. But what an hors d'oeuvre. Hey, you can make love to bacon. You can't make love to bacon. You can't make bacon with love. Wait a minute. Yes, you can. If your grandma is cooking you bacon and she's winking at you saying I love you while she's cooking that bacon, don't jump in the pan and start fucking it. First of all, you'll get burned. Then grandma will cry. Nice solo. Shredding. Shredding like bacon. Crumble it up, put it on your head, and walk around hoping that some carnivorous birds peck at your scalp. This song has lost its forward momentum. I don't know what I'm talking about. But a starship just landed, and I'm ready to go on a rocket ship ride to the sky. I wanna fly up to Neptune, where no one eats bacon because they're all vegan and everyone's leaving. They're leaving for Neptune and they're becoming vegan. They can't survive up there, 'cause there's no vegetables at all. Maybe they could just eat some form of processed cheese food and die. Went weird there. Went off in a little direction and it came back. The starship was a nice arrival. It was fun. Glad that happened. Would have been scary otherwise. What happened there? That's an That's amazing. I'm gonna punch your mushroom. Hey, it's really tired today. Hey, Mario, you going into work today?
What?
I just noticed you've been punching a lot of bricks and stuff, and you just don't seem like really into it anymore. You just kind of haphazardly punch the bricks, and then you just walk away. You don't even collect the coins and everything like that. I mean... Mario. Mark Edwards, ladies and gentlemen. Tremendous. Wow, you've wasted a lot of time.
Sorry.
I love it. I really do. What is that?
It's the official theme song of the Sochi Olympics.
Oh. Have you
seen Vladimir Putin? How many pictures of him without his shirt on there are?
I've seen all of them.
It's amazing. It's crazy. Like, just go and Google it and say, Vladimir Putin, no shirt. And there's, like, shirtless shirts. Him, like, petting a bear and, like, riding a horse. And, like, and there's people have started doing these bizarre kind of things where they make him into a centaur with his naked chest. And it's very strange.
Very straight as well.
Is he? Yeah, he's not gay in any way. He's not the gayest person there is.
No, he definitely doesn't put shirtless pictures of himself in all the hotel rooms or anything like that.
No, he's not. That's incredibly manly.
Yeah.
That's incredibly heterosexual. Obviously, we struck a nerve.
That was Putin. He just left.
Oh, my God. He's going to take his shirt off. Come back in, greased up, ready to shake hands with dignitaries. I think it'd be great if he just, like, at the airport when he was meeting everyone or at the opening ceremonies, just no shirt, standing there.
I saw you looking. You're gay.
This is not for you. Ladies only. Ladies night starts tonight. Hey, want some poutine? Huh? Little gravy on that for you. Mm-hmm.
You put out, I put in. Okay, here we go.
Yes! I got your caucuses right here. Hey, that was a geography reference. Someone's just killing themselves. After that one, it's tremendous. Should we do a sketch of some kind?
Yes.
Okay. What do you think? An awkward family conversation?
Yeah.
Which one? What one could we do?
I guess it has to be Valentine's Day related.
Sure.
Pardon? How long have you been waiting to say that today?
About 365 days. What's that? Did you say something? Don't, if you're going to yell something out, it's great. Don't be afraid. That was on the edge? Okay, good. I'm glad I winkled that out. It was on the edge. Okay, so it's Valentine's Day. Can we think of anything? Just start, and
we'll start.
I'll go on with you. Hey, son. Welcome to another episode. I'm sorry, I forgot about the theme music. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another Sean Pod edition of Awkward Family Conversations. Welcome. Hey, son.
Hey.
Big day again.
For who?
Well, it's one of the most important holidays of the year.
Christmas.
Nope, no, it's not. It's where
that Arbor Day.
Nope. It's a very important day.
Okay.
It's Valentine's Day, son.
No.
That's why I got you this.
Oh, I guess I have to say out loud what it is, Father.
Well, no, it's just a couple of very tasteful boudoir photos of me. I know you want Meatherswim wallet-sized ones. You can carry them around.
I don't really want these at all.
No, no, you've got to keep. Those are yours. I've hundreds of them.
Well,
and I want you to have them.
Why?
Well, I think it's, you know.
I've noticed that since Mom died, you've been doing weird stuff.
Well, I guess I just have to come out and say it, son. I find you very attractive.
People say I have Mom's eyes. Well, but they say I have pretty much the rest of you.
Well, it's weird because you're adopted. And that's why I feel I can approach you about my feelings. Because I know you've never really been my son. Even though he adopted you at a month old. From a Turkish gypsy family that happened to be passing through. Well, you know, I was a diplomat for many years to the gypsy
consulate.
Yeah.
Was very difficult work because it kept moving around.
Yeah.
We had to have a small van right beside it, following it.
Yeah.
Just slowly,
yeah.
Slowly following along. And you know how hard that was. And your mother, of course, couldn't conceive because of the jarring of the roads. The potholes were very difficult on her.
I know.
And completely pulverized her uterus. So she couldn't carry a child to term, although I forced her to try hundreds of times. So finally we decided we're going to adopt a young, healthy baby from the Turkish ambassador to space.
Okay,
you.
I don't know what you're expecting from me right now.
Well, I don't know. I want
because from my perspective, you're still my father. I literally found out I'm adopted 2 minutes ago.
Well, I guess it's going
to
take.
It's hard
some
for
time.
Me to think of you that way, on account of being straight.
Would you like me to take my
and your child?
Yeah. Well, would you like me to take your shirt, my shirt off, or?
I would not want that.
What would you like me to take off?
I would like
I think
to
my
take,
pants
I would like
would
you
be
to
a
take
little
take
too
off.
Much.
If you could take off right now, that'd be great.
What, that's
like leave. That was a little play on words.
Well, son, I mean, I used to bathe you all the time when I was a kid. And wait a minute. You know, the gypsies taught me how to go back in time through a special portal. And I would come back as my child self and bathe with you. When you remember that little kid you were very close to when you were 4 and 5?
Yeah.
That was me.
Thought he drowned.
Well, no. He just went back through the portal.
Yeah. Oh.
To his own time.
Which is
and
yours.
And that was me.
It's
and
you.
I have those wonderful memories
now,
of us together in the tub naked as children.
I'm horrified, really.
What are you doing tonight? Would you like to go out for something
to eat? I would not.
This has not turned out the way I hoped.
I don't know what you expected. You kind of went out on a limb here.
But you know what? If you don't go out on a limb, how are you ever going to get the nuts on the end of that limb to make some delicious nut butter?
Good night, Dad.
Remember to rinse
I'm
going to
say I love you, but not like that. I love you.
So I'll have to deal with that, I guess. And that was another awkward family conversation. Brought to you by the Sean Pod. Sponsored by Noah. Starring Russell Crowe. In theaters in March and February. That was beautiful.
Thanks.
Yeah, it was good. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. I don't know how much time we've actually... We were very late getting in. This is a terrible watch. Yeah. It's been about an hour. Am I crazy? Yeah, I know. It's bullshit. Who knows? People seem to have been having a good time. These fellas, loving it. Thumbs up. Not from you, though. No, your hand was too weak to form a human thumb. The thumb weakness. It's terrible. It's sweeping this country. Just trying to think of... What?
I don't know what you're trying to think of.
Well, just, you know, I'm a huge fan of Liam Neeson. Do you know that? I love
him. Yeah.
And I think almost every movie he does now looks like a sequel to Taken.
Yeah.
I have a very particular set of skills.
I don't know who you are.
Don't know where you're going.
I don't know where I am right now.
But when I figure it out...
You'll be the first person to know.
I have a very particular set of skills.
I haven't determined exactly which ones to outline right now.
I have a very particular set of skills.
What are they?
I work at Kinko's.
I can make enlargements. I make things look smaller than they are. I can also do copies.
Do you laminate?
I do laminate. And I can also do presentations and bind them.
I could really use that right now.
Okay.
Where's that movie with two Liam Neesons?
Two Liam Neesons are working at Kinko's. Or one of them works at Kinko's and the other's coming in to get some copying done. That's a great...
Do you make brochures?
Yes, we do. Glossy brochures. Do you want a matte finish or a glossy finish?
Matte, preferably.
My. Matt, come over here. He wants you to finish this.
Also Liam Neeson.
What is it, boss? Does this guy get a problem?
Or I just need to get some brochures printed.
Well, listen, I can finish this for you.
Hold on, let me consult my business partner.
Jack.
Yes.
Hundreds of Liam Neesons.
Matt.
Matt or glossy?
I trust you. Just a second, I've got to take this.
Honey,
yes,
I'll
be home. I'll be home just after work.
All right, are the roasters in the oven?
Okay. Do you want me to pick up milk or anything?
Oh, hold on, Junior wants to say hi to you.
Oh, hello, Dad. Hey, son, how did school go today?
Pretty good, I got bullied.
Just a second, there's a guy in the shop. I've got to finish this brochure.
I think we're going with Matt.
You're going with Matt Finish.
No, I'd like to consult with Matt on the glossy brochures.
Matt, come over here, Matt. I never went anywhere. I was standing here the whole time.
I don't know who you are.
But I've got a very particular set of skills.
No way, me too.
Weird.
I make brochures.
And I am going to come over there and kill you with every one of my brochures.
I shouldn't have gone there. It was fine the way it is. I just like being like Liam Neeson in every situation you could imagine. That'd be fun. Thank you. There's certain voices I just love. I love...
What's your favorite impression to do?
My favorite impression?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Jason Statham. I love doing Jason Statham.
Oi.
Hey.
Oi.
Everything.
Sit down.
You. I'm going to put you in the van.
No, that's not. That's Liam Neeson again.
No.
I've got to... I'm going to take the package and put it in the car.
Yeah.
Drive the car. Take the package. Deliver it to the customer.
Mm.
I don't look at the package.
Okay.
It's rule number one.
Well, it's pizza, so it's not a big deal.
So what you want me to do is deliver the package.
Call it the pizza.
I prefer to keep it professional.
That's fine.
I'm going to call it the package. So I put the package.
Yeah, just put it in the zip up thing. Put a few sauces in the other zip up part.
I'll take the package.
Yeah. If they're paying with credit, take the machine.
What I have to do is take the package. I drive in a car.
Yeah.
Deliver the package.
Yep.
No questions asked.
Well, not unless you're cash or credit, if you can ask. You really just kind of drop it off and they pay you and then you leave. And then you come back and you do it again. And then 4 years later, you kill yourself.
Well, here's what happened. I was driving to deliver the package. I stopped halfway there.
Put your shirt back on.
Sorry, I had to punch the shit out of a bunch of guys in a warehouse not too far from here. Because I opened a package on the way. I swore I wouldn't open the package.
Well, you did.
Swore I wouldn't open the package.
Oh, was it a pizza?
Then a bunch of hungry guys
came out.
It's
a pizza, that's why.
Tried to take the pizza.
Were you flaunting it out the window of the car? How did they know?
I just had it on the bonnet of the car.
The bonnet?
The bonnet of the car.
What country do you think you're in right now?
No, you don't understand. I had a big kind of frilly hat that I put on the front of every car I drive. And then I have a giant piece of footwear on the back. It's a huge boot. Just so I like to drive around with a bit of irony.
You're an unusual employee. You're an unusual employee.
Listen.
Four pieces have been delivered in the time it took you to go over this.
I delivered a package.
Yeah.
Getting money.
Okay.
Cash a charge. I have to ask that.
Yeah.
Right.
Hopefully a tip, and he come back.
Okay. Should I put my shirt back on?
Honestly, I didn't even see you take it off.
Okay. That's part of the fun. I like doing him. What? Arden? Or just pardon?
Jan Arden.
Jan Arden. I don't know if I know a Jan Arden song.
I don't either.
What's the one she does that's the big hit? Exactly. No, that's not true. She's a charming and marvelous woman with incredible talent. Wonderful person. I'm not being facetious. Lovely woman. Lovely woman. Astonishing powers. She can shoot lasers out of her eyes and kill people. She doesn't do it except at concerts.
I dig that.
Well, you would, because you're a fucking loser. Why did I do that on Valentine's Day?
I don't know.
That's not what we're here to hear.
You know my favorite impression to do is?
No.
The Jesse from Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah? Let's hear it.
Yo, Mr. White, bitch!
That's good. That's really good.
That's really all he says.
That's all he said.
Hey, yo, what do you like, a cop or something? Hey, yo, Mr. White. It gets a little bit lower towards the end of the series, then he grows a beard.
I don't want to ruin it, but he grows a beard.
Oh, blown story right there. I can't watch it now that I know a beard is on the horizon. I don't want that. I like Bane from Batman.
Oh.
Bane is the best. Because he's got the weirdest voice for that body.
Ah, I see, Bruce Wayne. You've adopted the shadows. I was born in them. I was raised in them. I didn't see the sun until I was a grown man.
You never went outside.
Well, I was very sensitive skin. I had to wear a high SPF factor. And then I had this part. There was an open wound on my face. I couldn't go out and drag sunlight.
It's difficult. Can you open it?
No, I don't. I try. I haven't looked at it in years. I just stick some ointment down the front every once in a while. So I got some kind of jelly that I...
Are you like really pale on this part?
Yes.
And then you get tan there?
It's not. You're not fun making fun of people with disabilities. I says, this is a disability, you know. There, Bruce Wayne. Do you like chicken wings?
No.
I love chicken wings. I love the hot chicken wings, but they sting my wound.
How do you get them in?
I just take it the mop. I mash them up with a special fork, and then I have a little tidy opening, a trap door sort of thing that I stick food through, and it goes into my gaping face hole. Do you want to go out for something to eat sometime?
All right.
What do you like to eat? Nachos? Chicken? Do you like pizza? Do you like pasta? Do you like sandwiches? Do you like vegetables? What do you like? You don't answer me. I don't know. I mashed potatoes. Do you like a baked potato? Loaded baked potato with sour cream and bits of, I don't know, bacon bits and maybe some chives. I never saw chive until I was a grown man. I never saw one. That's a good song. I like it.
working on some lyrics. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Batman.
I like the last one. It's a good word.
I think we're done with this one.
Yeah, I think it's done as well. I think it's done. Oh, it's okay. I don't need it. I keep alive. Regardless. We haven't really sung a lot of love songs here
no,
tonight.
No, we haven't.
It's all been Valentine's Day and we have nothing. Ewoks? Nobody wants to hear that. Already had the Ewok. It's done. Why is music so shitty in the future? Why is it so terrible? Do you think it would... Here, there's many things about Star Wars that upset me. And that, you know, any kind of science fiction thing, you always kind of go, well, what about that? Like in Star Wars, they can move things with their mind and they can build droids and they can make clones, right, in the Clone Wars.
Yeah.
But he has to have a mechanical hand with little tiny pulleys on it. Like they can't just grow him another hand? What's wrong? What? How?
Also, the technology is strangely better in the past. Have you noticed?
Yeah, that's right.
In Star Wars, I mean.
In Star Wars, like, if sequentially,
yeah,
they have way better shit in the Clone Wars.
Yeah.
And then they come to the future, and it's
all
like,
just
well, this
gray
is all pretty shitty.
Yeah.
This is like there's a tiny kind of vacuum cleaner droid that
yeah.
just wheels around.
That's all he does.
That's all he does.
Who's your favorite Star Wars character?
Qui-Gon Jinn.
Oh, yes.
Qui-Gon Jinn. Yes. I've got very specific skills.
Yeah, you're a Jedi.
Yes. I've got very specific skills.
You're a Jedi.
Yes.
Skills, I assume.
If you want some copies done. I can also enlarge those using my Jedi Force powers. I can enlarge that photo for you and maybe laminate your fake identity pass so you can get into the Death Star. What do you think? Oh, I love it.
But on Star Trek, that's the other one. When I was a kid, I'd always be like, well, why? This is an amazing, like... the transporter beam, you know, like it can transport anything anywhere. This is a great opportunity for practical joking, isn't it? I mean, you could beam someone's pants off in the middle of something. It's like, I'm so Starfleet oh. That kind of thing. Or the Klingon is about to sit down in his command chair and you just beam a pile of shit into it. Oh! Gulak! And then they chase each other because of the poop incident. Whoa, and if you have a thing you can replicate stuff with, like food and everything, why don't you just make hash? Like giant bricks of hash all day. Just sit there and sell it.
Or just hang out on the holodeck with
porn
hot women.
Yeah, porn stars. Just make out. Sexual intercourse with yourself. Wait a minute. I do that anyway. I don't need a holodeck for that. I have a very specific set of skills. I don't know. Is it time for maybe a very special Valentine's Day edition of Holmes and Watson?
Okay.
Yeah, listen, gentlemen. This is Sherlock Holmes and Dr. John Watson. Valentine's Day.
Questionably gay Sherlock Holmes. And Watson.
Well, I think they would have figured that out.
Well, we always preface it with that.
Do we?
I do.
I don't. What we have here is a failure to communicate in our preface.
That's okay.
That's all right. Let it rip.
All right.
And Watson? Yes, Holmes.
happened here?
Well, I was just in the middle of performing an experiment on an autopsy on the victim of the crime.
Do you know what day it is, Watson?
No, in fact, I slipped my mind.
It's Valentine's Day.
Oh, well. Oops. I did not know that. I was so busy trying to solve the case of the wooden-footed killer that I just completely slipped my mind. I guess I'll have to get some candy for my
wife. I wanted to talk to you about the case.
What? Yes.
Yes. Closer.
What? I don't understand why you have to put your arm around me like this.
There's been a breakthrough in the case, Watson.
Why are you nuzzling my ear like that, Sherlock? It doesn't make no sense.
We found some new evidence in the case, Watson.
Nothing to do with the case?
Yes, new evidence.
What is it? What has happened? Why are you what are you looking at?
Evidence.
It's my evidence, isn't it? You're looking at my buttocks, Holmes.
A little.
The case?
Yes!
The case!
The
wooden
All right, foot. Well... Right.
What has happened?
Ah, well, we went back to the scene of the crime.
Yes.
And we've... just nibble on my ear a little bit while I'm talking here.
I don't see why that would...
What?
Why would you say that?
Say what? We went back to the scene of the crime.
No, you said nibble on my ear.
Oh, you said it.
I don't think I did. Why are you tickling me? Stop tickling me.
Are you ticklish?
Not really. Just get on with it, Holmes.
Oh. Challenge accepted.
Yes. People's lives are at stake.
Most of them are already dead, in fairness. So we went back to the scene of the crime.
Yes.
And loved the pants. And
thank you. My wife picked them out for me.
Wife?
I'd married Holmes.
I was grossly misinformed. But I hired you. I was under the impression you were going to be sort of a roommate.
Well, I am a roommate, of course. I was at the beginning. Then, of course, I met my lovely wife. Very happy.
And you said you are a doctor.
I am a doctor.
I assumed you would be comfortable with nudity.
I don't understand the connection. Holmes,
what kind of doctor are you anyways?
A medical doctor.
The bum kind?
No! This explains why you want me to check your prostate every single day.
I experience discomfort.
Well, so do I.
You'll get used to it.
I don't think so. I haven't gotten used to it yet. Are we ever going to solve this case?
We went back to the scene of the crime.
Yes.
We found nothing.
Excellent.
I really just wanted to look at you. That's why I had you in here. You're dismissed.
I love to watch you leave. This is very humiliating. It's strangely arousing.
Remember my physicals tomorrow.
Yes, I remember. It's the 7th one this month. You keep getting more and more... physical. Wow.
Suck it, Colin Mockery. This is improv.
That's right. There's no net here. We're just flying like wolves in a bad movie. We're like pork chops being fried on the face skillet of Christ. Face skillet of Christ. It's like the Shroud of Turin, only it's a skillet in the shape of Christ.
Okay.
That whenever you cook a pork chop on it, it sings in an angelic voice. Hey, I'm a Jesus pork chop. That's not a good song. We should probably.
I regretted it immediately.
I don't even want it. Didn't even start it, and I knew it was finished. I love Joel. He's got a crazy laugh. Who's in here? Who are you?
Lauren, what is your job? You're unemployed. Great. Not sad. It's okay. What is your what was your job before when you had a job? Oh, yeah, that's another kind of not real job, isn't it? It's kind of like, oh, I hope things get sold, but, you know, whatever. Marketing. What were you marketing? Cell phones? It's a hard sell. It's like, hey, buy this. You need it to talk with your face. Okay. Sold. Right? Can I get that job? No, it's hard. It's hard work, marketing. Trying to market stuff. I'm sorry. I know. This is as long as it goes, right? Thank you, though. This isn't the way they do it in Egypt, is it? They have really long things. You can go out into the desert and speak to the spirits of the Sphinx. What's your name? Lois. Lewis. Not Lois. That would have been erotic. Fun on a Christmas Eve. Lewis. Lewis, where were you when I needed you? Last Valentine's Day, you said you'd meet me down by the clock in the square, but you weren't there. Lewis, why did you call the police and have me arrested? When I arrived, don't understand your anger. I only burn your parents alive. They're gone now, so why can't you love me? Why can't you love me now that they're gone? Thank you, Lewis. The only thing that came between us was your parents. Now they're gone, and we can carry on. I'll build you a wig of space. I'll build you a hat of Christmas dreams. I'll build you a mustache that runs on diesel that's derived from old vegetable oils. I'll take you to Spain and build you an aeroplane out of some old pieces of wood that I found in my father. He was a lumberjack. He fell down a tree one day, and he bounced on each branch on the way, and each branch left a sliver inside him, and we couldn't save him. The tiny slivers all worked their way in to the middle of his torso and made a little wooden spleen. And the spleen was the cutest you've ever seen. It was polished and shiny and sweet, and it smelled of cedar. Everybody wanted his spleen, and they waited until he died from a faulty spleen. And then they took the spleen out and put it in a museum, made some hats out of paper so they could say, hooray, we've got the wooden spleen of the man who fell down the tree. Now we're happy and everyone can dance all around the spleen on the pedestal that lives in the museum town. I don't know any of these. It's that, right? And then you explode. I don't know anything. The worst was I was on Tonight Show, and I met David Chappelle, and he was so stoned. And he kind of said, hey, man, and he kind of reached for me, and I had none of these. things. And I just kind of went. That was the whitest man in the room. Whiter even than Lionel Richie, who was also on the show. He's extremely white. Huge head. Lionel Richie's got an enormous head. Tiny body. Yeah. A little like it's like a... It's more like a head that hovers and dangling from it is a kind of a vestigial body. Yeah. It's kind of like a like, you know the album cover of Boston? It's like that thing that's floating and there's flames shooting down from it.
Okay.
It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
It's like a Guitar City that floats. Right. And
but
Lionel Richie's legs are dangling down from it. That's what people don't know about that album cover. But that's actually not flames. It's Lionel Richie's
legs.
Weird body hanging down. This is just for us.
What happens in there?
Well,
what's
I don't
going
know.
On
I
in there?
Run out of steam. That's what has happened. I'm trying to live, trying to love, trying to be good. These guys have had it now. Fuck them. Fuck you. Don't need your judgment. I don't need it. I'm just a man trying to live, trying to dream. He was kind of had a weird Martin Luther. Yeah, fuck. That's who I am. Not Martin Luther King. Martin Luther. Martin Luther. I'm fucking nailing manifestos to fucking church doors. I have a dream! Your pope's not my pope! He's not as cool. Certainly. Martin Luther King had a wonderful life and sad death. But had a dream that one day people of all creeds and colors could go into space and live on a space shuttle. I don't know what song would possibly come out of that. They'll live together as one. Yeah. There are people dying. We're saving our own lives. I don't know. There's something wrong with my eyes and I can't see. We are the world. They never had Ethel Merman do the... We are the world. She was dead. It was too bad. We are the children.
They did have Lionel Richie's floating body, though.
Yeah, and they did, and Liam Neeson as well. Yeah. We're the ones who have a special... I've got a very special set of skills for these kids.
There's a choice we're making.
When you're down and out.
And there seems no hope at all.
I will find you.
I have an amazing version of Lionel Richie, Liam Neeson reading the Polar Express. It's amazing. It's incredible. And everyone in it is in Northern Ireland accent. Like all the elves.
Everybody, get on board. We're going to the North Pole.
It's like, Jesus, I thought he was like a Southern guy. But nope, he's Northern Ireland.
Santa Claus, come up here and sit beside me. Tell me what you like for Christmas.
I'd like a rocking horse.
I'd like one silver bell from Santa's sleigh. And if I don't get it, I have a very specific set of skills. I will come, and I will kill each and every one of you. And there was hot chocolate, like melted chocolate bars. And nougat candies. As white as snow. And then wolves chased us down.
At one point, he gets off the train and fights a bunch of wolves. It's amazing.
They go for the weakest ones first.
He brings all the kids out with him off the train.
Okay, kids, stay together. Stay close together. It takes the weak ones first. We've got to stay away from their den.
And then he straps broken
vodka bottles to his fingers.
This is The Gray. Yes. The plot of The Gray.
No one has seen that movie, I'm sure. The Gray? No one? Oh, my God. It's so fucking good. It's great. He fights wolves with a stick. All of them. I don't know what that means. He fights wolves, all of them. I know. Who are you yelling back there? What are you doing? We should probably wrap this up, because there might be a show after this. There's a show called Fight Princess. It comes in where people yell out the names. The names of amazing princesses of history, and then they are forced to fight. It's not much of a comedy show. It's more of a historical fight show. You ever see that show, Ultimate Warrior, whatever it's like, where they have they pick up warriors like Genghis Khan versus Elton John?
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Deadliest Warrior. Say, Navy SEALs versus, you know...
Elton John.
Elton John.
Hello.
Elton John always ends up making out with one of the Navy SEALs. It's crazy. Welcome.
This is not the instrument I thought I had it on. I thought it was a piano.
It's not.
It's not.
What is that? It's like strings.
Staccato strings?
That's so beautiful. Well, I think it's probably time to wrap up.
Yeah.
You don't think so? No. Yeah, hey, shut up. This is not my fucking life, you run, okay? No, I don't know. Well, here, I don't know. I don't really, Bill, what about him? Honestly, what about Bill Cosby?
What about him, anyway?
I'm not really sure.
What's the deal with Bill
what
Cosby?
What you want from me? Wants an impression of Bill Cosby.
I have a very particular set of skills. I have a very particular set of skills. And I'm going to come over there and kill you.
You sound like Eeyore.
I do a little bit. That's the guy named... I don't give a shit.
That doesn't sound like him at all.
Like I said before... What? Well, good. I'm leaving. It's your show.
All right. Mark.
She loves you.
Back to Nintendo songs it is.
Away you go. Have a good night. Who is that? Who is that? Really? I don't understand what's happening. Who's unhappy with the show? You? I don't know why. Now suddenly it's a mystery. Now suddenly you don't know what you think. Now suddenly it's a problem. Oh, right. After you told me that I wasn't very good. And then I left, and then you said bye. I didn't really... I connected those two things in a weird... kind of leap of logic. I'm so bad with words. So I don't understand people's intentions. She loves it. Yes! Of course she does. Slappy. We just have hit a lull. And this was what always happens in the podcast, because we've run out of drive. We've lost our will.
Why don't we just sing one more really fast-paced song?
Yeah.
Get everybody clapping. Get some underpants thrown at you. Get some glass thrown at me.
Glass underpants thrown at you.
I'll take it.
I'll take it. Let's see what happens, because I don't care. I'm just ready. I'm going to fucking town on this. I'm ripping this apart. Look at me go. Can't even think of what's going to happen now.
It's Valentine's Day, the day when men and women and men and men and women make out with each other and give each other candies and gifts that are related to sexual encounters, like perhaps a giant chocolate penis or a small candy vagina. Whatever you into, that's fine. Hey, Valentine's Day is amazing because you can be incredibly lonely and have no one to love you and have it really exacerbated a lot until you feel really useless and alone and that no one will ever love you. You are an unlovable person, and everyone thinks you suck, and you stink, but you're unaware of it, and everyone around you is, and they keep a small distance from you, so you'll never meet anyone again, because you are a loathsome person, a disgusting creep, and you will never find love, cause you suck the turds out of a dead man, figuratively and literally. Don't like Valentine's Day, because it makes everyone sad if they're alone. Wow. Okay, we did it. We got to the end. That wasn't even really a song. It was just a series of noises coming
isn't
out
that,
of my
isn't
mouth.
That what music is?
No, not really. I mean, it should be more organized. All right. What? I am alone. I'm alone. This life is a massive... Well, thanks a lot. Too bad my dimple can't do the show and I can go fuck off out to the bar. You can sit here and enjoy my dimple. Well, no, I don't mind. See, when people yell at you, you try and give them what they ask for. Then you give it, and then you're shit. it's like a you know, a double-edged sword of filth. But I don't care. It's my Bill Cosby. I didn't study it. Didn't take a long time studying Bill Cosby. And the off chance that someone would yell, "Hey, do some Bill Cosby."
I watched everything he ever did.
Really?
Yeah.
You like Bill Cosby?
I mean, no, mine's only a little bit better than yours.
Oh,
I watched the Fat Albert movie.
I think you're incredible. Like, you're Bill Cosby. It's like, if I close my eyes, it's like, holy shit. Yeah, you've got the sweater, man. Let's hear it again.
This isn't really a Bill Cosby sweater. These should be.
I don't feel good about this.
See how it feels? To be rejected? Have to be fucking shat on?
I just have that.
They say, go, do your thing. Do that thing. And then you do it, and they're like, yeah, fuck. Nice one, retard. Hey, could you land this plane? I have no skills. I've never done it before. I'll give it a try. Slam, crash. We're all burning, asshole. I didn't have any skills. Never learned to plane fly. Luckily, it's only comedy and no one will be killed or burned to death, covered in melting plastic, screaming as they roll in the fucking grass, the dry grass at the edge of the runway. And then people throw sewage onto them to try and put them out. And then the geese come and peck their smoking bodies in anger because they've ruined their nesting area. That's not going to happen tonight.
No.
Unless you're a giant goose. You have nesting areas nearby that I'm ruining. Are you? Do you?
Will you? It's been a beautiful Valentine's Day. I think of all the amazing people I've met here tonight. I met this beautiful Egyptian man. These beautiful Egyptian men. I met Sam. You're kind of like the three. They're like you, the old kingdom, the middle kingdom, and the new kingdom. And your friend, if he had come, would have been like the Coptic era. You know? And who? Copts. Are you guys Copts? All right. So like Christian Egyptians. Copts. Love that word.
Coptic. Hey, I found some Coptic scrolls. Does that make me cool? In Egypt?
No.
Yeah. It's,
woo! Big Coptic. I'm huge with the Coptic crowd. Egyptian Copts. You know, we should have like a Copt show. It's really, they're Copts and they're cops. You're a cop? A Coptic cop?
Hey, you know, there's two guys, there's a man and a woman walking home from the theater past the pyramids.
This is the opening of every episode of Coptic Cops SUV.
No, I didn't like it. I thought it was very this very stupid show.
Oh, I thought it was very nice. I liked it. But
oh, a dead body! Incend!
Anyway, then they're interviewed by the cops, the Coptic cops, who say, so here's the thing about, this is nothing to do with anything to do with cops, but on Law and Order. Thank you.
It's my cop interviewing film noir music.
So you were... You were there by the pyramid and you found the body. And then what happened?
I don't have to talk to you.
This is the thing that happens in fucking Law and Order. Like, I don't know if it's just New York or what. But, like, they're going door to door asking people. They're like, knock, knock.
Hello?
Hi, there was a murder next door. Like, you be the cop, actually.
Okay. Hey, there's a murder next door. We need to ask you some questions.
Yeah, I'm any time now. I'm in the middle of making dinner.
Your neighbor was literally murdered. How are you not concerned about this?
Yeah, whatever. Cry me a river. I got a boiling soup.
He did it. He definitely did it.
What? No, he didn't even do it. He's just like some fucking dick. Like, don't you want to help the police if a guy is murdered next door?
No. Soup.
They're just so fucking bitchy. With the cops, like, can you, did you hear any noises? No!
Really, no noises?
It was night, I was sleeping, which is what I do.
No sound waves went into your ears.
No!
And vibrated your eardrums.
Listen, is this going to take long?
And your brain processed it as a sound.
Is this going to take long? Because I've got a life, policeman. I just don't, like, we have such a respect... Like, or, you know, at least a healthy fear of the cops. In New York, they don't give a shit. They'll be like, hey, cop, get out of the fucking way. You're trying to walk. They don't care. They would punch people with their feet, which is called kicking. The other show that upsets me is CSI. Because all those fucking people, like, you come into the front door of CSI, and it's, like, designed by... You know, Frank Lloyd Wright. It's like this, there's a waterfall and there's like a blue backlit kind of water wall. And there's, you're like, if this was real CSI, these people would barely have fucking a desk. They'd be in the basement. No one would talk to them. Everyone would say, hey, there's the fucking nerds from CSA. Don't even talk to them. Don't touch them with your fucking hands because they're in there with pubic hair all day. Like, they would not talk to those people. They would not be out shooting.
Oh, we were quiet at this crime scene.
Just get out, okay? Just go and finger the stuff and get out of here, all right, Jim?
There could be pubic hair here.
Listen, I know. Thanks. Jeez. Just get it done, will you? And Prime, you make me sick.
I feel like I need a weapon for this.
No, you don't need any weapons to shoot pubic hair. It just lies there, and you pick it up with your fucking weird little
tweezers. But I don't
want to
pull it off. We'll shoot it off.
No, you don't need to shoot anything.
You don't get guns.
Can I wear a vest?
You just get it back in the van. Close the door.
We have a lab in the van.
Yeah.
All pubes.
Just a huge, like a shag.
You know, like those bead curtains from like 70s TV shows?
All made of pubic.
It's that.
Yeah, it's so hot.
Just the knotted tresses of the lower regions of various dead people.
They have a hammock that they've woven out of it.
Yeah. That's how we strain our noodles.
Are you guys done with that evidence? Because I'm making some vegetable bags that I hold garlic in. Oh, sweet mother.
You see this sweater? No. All pubes.
All pubes.
Oh, and even the buttons.
Even the buttons.
We sort of mashed them together with resin and...
You know what I like? You know what I like to do? Put a little wax in them and then melt it, and then it's hot, and then you know.
I do that too.
Yeah, CSI, and then the CSI Miami. Like, only awesome people are killed in Miami. Like really hot people, so you don't mind looking at their dead body. It's amazing. I don't believe in it. People don't. People just accept. I don't get it. NCIS. It's another show I don't understand. How old is Mark Harmon? He's like 90.
I'm the best man for the job.
Like it's this kind of weird, and he looks kind of ghostly, and he's always looking perky and younger than he's supposed to. But what policeman is still fucking working at 90? I mean, don't you ever retire? Like most policemen retire at like 50. They get out of there. They've been shot at enough. They get a great pension and they go somewhere.
Well, that's just what you do when you have a
very particular set of skills.
I guess that's right. But how much Navy crime can there be?
10 seasons.
Someone stole a boat. Someone stole another boat. Shit. Call in NCIS. There's too much crime to handle. Let's open a new office in Los Angeles. And it looks like it's in a Pier 1. It looks like their office is all, like, kind of, you know, beautifully decorated with throw pillows. And
this is a repurposed barn wood used to make my bench
that I work
at. This is a fucking
police station. Who's designing it?
It's a hand-carved owl.
Listen, LL Cool J, stop it.
Sorry. That's my best LL Cool J
impression. That's a really amazing one. Where's the boo now? Huh? That was his Bill Cosby moment. Exactly. Eat shit, Mark. You blew it hard. All right. This is the problem always. We never just leave. We just ended the
show. They'll filter out slowly.
Yeah, they'll leave.
By 2 a.m.
Go to their homes. We'll all be fine.
I'll just be
Valentine's
here.
Day is over. Valentine's Day is over. It's over. Billy Bragg. Ever heard that song? It's a good song. But it is. If you haven't been loved yet, you'll never will be. It's all over. Your life is ruined. You three guys go home with the cop. Maybe you turn the lights on for you. Get you home quick. Back to the Coptic village. Nice. We met some cops. We met a cop. Why did you quit? Like I was just about to do something? Never mind. Fuck it. It's time to say goodbye. Thank you, everyone, for being here tonight. I've had a wonderful time. I hope you've had a wonderful time. Mark Edwards, the Gandhi sisters, all wonderful. And I hope that Cupid is kind to you, and that you find love somewhere, maybe in a dumpster, maybe on a ship in the Mediterranean, maybe in the belly of a sea serpent, maybe in the pants of an old woman, maybe in the floating remnants of a seagull's memory. Maybe there. Maybe.
maybe in a sweet, sweet professor's eyes as he makes a strange elixir. Maybe in the mustache of an elderly steamboat captain. Maybe in the sewers of ancient Sumeria. Maybe in the diaper of a retarded ape at the zoo. Maybe in a criminal's slumber. Maybe in the tube that feeds a comatose horse. Good night.